100 word stories.
Hello, everyone. Remember that promise I made to keep up to date with the daily stories? Yeah, I just broke it. Whatever. Welcome to the Weekly Challenge. This is Lawrence Simon, your host. We're at Weekly Challenge 1028, and the topic is sharp scissors, and we're welcoming back Lewis. I knew him long ago. Good guy. And now he's going to give things a try. So cool. And if you're sitting on the fence and wanting to try it, it's okay to give it a try. It's okay to just listen. You can even post on your own site and do whatever. I'm cool with anything. Just being creative and whatever, and expressing and imagining and dreaming, go for it. And if you need to take a break, take a break. It's okay. I wish I could take a break. I can't. Although I slack off every now and then, like I did, you know, the past year, posting after the fact instead of before. But anyway, the topic for this week is sharp scissors. And we got some stories in. And yes, I did get the root canal. I've been feeling more better than worse. And I get to go to the dentist to talk about a permanent or a crown. I really want to go the crown route because fillings have been bullshit up until now. And I know not to chew on the left side. I know not to do rice cakes. I'm probably being an idiot for eating pretzel rods. I hope your New Year's and Christmas and all that were good. My mother-in-law died. We came out here 2 years ago to help out taking care of her. And well, I really haven't done much, but keeping the house in order while everyone else takes care. And, well, it, yeah. So, yeah, it's been a little strange, but, you know, life goes on. Anyway, so, yeah, what a downer. I'm going to go ahead and play the stories, and I'll be back with you in a bit. And it kind of puts just a simple recurring tooth. It turned out that there was just so much inflammation in there. And some of it's in the sinus, too. So when I go to the doctor tomorrow, it's going to be, get me to the ENT that doesn't suck. And shove a scope up my nose and enough of these stupid radiation things. Just shove a scope up my nose, look for yourself, and let's burn that shit out. Anyway, on with the stories.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Sharp mind, sharp wits, sharp tongue, sharp words. The perfect recipe for cutting remarks. There's nothing quite like destroying your victims mentally before you commence the real work of finishing them off. And the best method I find is a verbal character assassination. I like to keep the tools of my trade nice and sharp too. Knives, saw blades, axes, all sorts of bladed articles. I really shouldn't have to explain the reason for that. It's pretty obvious. Not my scissors though. I don't possess any sharp scissors at all. Just very blunt ones. They hurt a whole lot more.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Tools of the Trade. If you have lived in Chicago, the likelihood one of your earliest memories will be about a basement. Mine is my grandfather Marquette's, for he had a fully operational barbershop. Chair, mirrors front and back, leather strap, and an assortment of electronic clippers from different decades. But the shiniest object on a glass shelf was a set of German scissors. He kept these razor-sharp scissors in a black velvet case. I once made the mistake of handling one. To this day, there's a thin white line which runs across the middle of my palm. The sharper the lesson, the greater the wisdom. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1028 with the prompt of sharp scissors. Well, our president of peace just invaded a sovereign nation and took their leader. Regime change didn't work for Reagan, and it didn't work for Bush. I don't know why Trump thinks it's going to work for him. If you can justify kidnapping a leader because they're corrupt, I think Trump better watch out for the Venezuelans. Anyway, here's my story. Mrs. Wienerheimer could have been a pair of sharp scissors when she said, "Enough chit-chat. Get up to bed." She led the way out of the kitchen. Bilbert followed with Sabrina right behind. Mandy said, "Sabrina, wait. Can I talk to you for a second?" "What do you want, Lindy Mindy?" Sabrina said with her typical snark, turning to face her. Mandy raised the magnifying glass and looked at Sabrina through it. Sabrina appeared in the glass, frozen, with a condescending sneer on her face. Mandy quickly shoved the magnifying glass under her shirt to avoid accidentally setting Sabrina free. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Interview with Dr. Andrea Brooks. I ask about the famous cutting skills that her fellow surgeons once envied. She dismisses praise and mutters about practice, not just in the hospital. We share some memories. There's a lot of talk of scissors. She mentions a dressmaking grandma and her pinking shears, zigzag cut so the fabric didn't need a seam. She tells me how she likes really sharp little scissors and that flesh doesn't fray. Andrea stays in her cell for the interview. She doesn't share it. I was hoping for more answers, but visiting time is over before I find out where the bodies are. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year and see you next week. Bye-bye.
The hobo clown, Doc, swiped the oversized sharp scissors from a white-faced clown, Tippy. Doc then ran in circles and stepped backwards. Tippy fell over, landing on his big red nose. Children laughed at the spectacle, and a goose clown, Molly Wally, shouted, "Stop!" The clowns froze in mid-step. "No running with scissors!" The clowns ran in slow motion. This time, Doc fell down. He sat up and cried. "Did you hurt yourself?" Molly Wally asked. Doc shook his head violently. "Yes."
"I warn you, you can't run in slow motion either."
Clown paramedics came, shrugged, and carried him away in a cot.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. She decorated the scissors with a tussle, sharp but innocent-looking. Don't forget the... And she looked out the window. The sun was so beautiful. The birds were chirping. Are you listening? She wasn't. Don't forget the pack of sticky notepads of all possible sizes. 100 of them. And don't forget to bring them in different colors. Yes. Annoying. They would have sticky notes all over the place with sticky messages packed with stupidity. The scissors came in handy when it was time to get rid of the sticky problem. It was messy, but it was worth it. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Arthur owns the sharpest scissors in existence. They can cut through the fabric of space-time. Gravitational waves fluctuating with every snip. The universe bends and twists, light flickers all around. Arthur ties off the loose ends, dust off his hands, and puts the scissors away. Usually the universe seals itself up and heals over, but this time Arthur's nicked some dark matter. As Singularity leans out and devours Arthur's sewing room, house, and neighborhood, over the next few hours the Earth collapses into a minuscule dot. The scissors have a warranty for this, but nobody's left to collect on it.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of sharp scissors. I hope you enjoyed those all, and if you're sitting on a story of sharp scissors, or you're sitting on sharp scissors, and you're like, oh, I wish I could have gotten my... Go ahead and record it and send it on in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Share it with the world. So, there you go. Thank you for listening and being a part of this, and the next topic is broken light bulb. All the topics are up on the site in a link somewhere. You'll find it. I used to have like an automatic feed little appearance thing, but that was a pain in the ass. And the more CPU stuff used, the dumber Bluehost would get. And it's like, I just give up. So simplicity, yeah, there's clicking. Sorry. Anyway, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Thank you for being a part of this. I'm going to record the stories for next week now. And I'm not going to fall behind. Yeah, promises, promises. Thank you, and as always, keep it brief.